Alright, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is the Paper Playlist, and I'm Will.
And I'm Caroline.
And right now we're going to play you a song. I don't know the name of it, but...
I do. It's okay. Called If I Ever Feel Better, and it's by the French band Phoenix.
Alright, let's find out what it sounds like.
Saying end can be a start. Feels like a barber, yet still alive. It's like a bad day that never ends. I feel the chaos around me, a thing I don't try to deny. I better learn to accept that there are things in my life I can't control. They say love is nothing but a sore. I don't even know what love is. Too many tears I've had to fold. Don't you know I'm so tired of it all? I have no terror, these spells. Finding out the secrets words won't tell. Whatever it is, it can be named. There's a part of my world that's fading away. junk in my mind. So hard to leave you all alone. We get so drunk that we can hardly see. What use is that to you or me, baby? See, I know this nothing makes you shatter. You're a lover of the wild and a joker of the heart. But are you mine? I wanna make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive. Let me make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive at night. I wanna make you happy. Life is no race. When I'm not happy, I'm in disgrace. So I spend time kissing on you.
Oh, sister of pearl, I wouldn't change you for the world.
Would change. If there's a God, he's embarrassed, and it's no secret why.
Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Day after day, he's turning around.
All right. Listen to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And we're going to talk about geocaching.
Because what would the paper playlist be without geocaching story?
It's true.
So I have exciting news. I found my 100th geocache over Thanksgiving break. I think I'm at 102 now. But
nice.
It was a really cool cache. It was on an electrical, like, green box thing in the back of a shopping center. And the geocache was called Use Caution. And on this, like, box, there was all these, like, stickers with warnings about, like, do not open this up or, like, you will be fined or stuff like that. But one of them was actually a magnet placed by the geocache owner. It said, like, this is under, like, electrical, like, security or something. But it was just a magnet, and you'd lift it up, and there was the log was stuck in the back of the magnet, and it was really cool, and I almost walked away from it, but then I found it.
Oh, that's so cool, actually.
It was a really cool cache.
So what was, like, the hint? Like, how did you know to check and see
if it was a
magnet?
Since it was called Use Caution, I was like, it might have something to do with, like, the fact that it's one of the caution stickers. So I was about to walk away, but then I looked behind me, I looked at it, and, like, I saw the thing. I'm like, that looks like it's stuck on there. So I
in a way, besides a sticker.
Yeah, because it looked like it, like, the stickers are just stickers. Like, there's no room underneath them. Like, but that looks like it has some more dimension to it.
Right. Some more depth.
Yes, exactly. Some more depth.
Cool. Well, what are the other two you found since then?
There was a shopping center by my house, and there were four in there, and I think it was at 98, so I did, like, four there. So I think the other two were, like, there was one in, like, a guardrail. Those are pretty common. And then one that was, like, a little, like, on, like, a tree branch, which is also pretty common. So that's what happened.
Word. Okay. So what are we playing?
We're going to play a song by this band called The Vaccines, which is a good band, and it's called If You Wanna.
All right. Let's hear it.
Face the day. That's what all the friends I do not love.
When burning outdoors, remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Before building a fire or burning yard waste, contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Always be sure to burn responsibly, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Forest Service, and your state forester, and Smokey the Bear. To learn more, visit SmokeyTheBear.com, or actually just SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
That you and I could tell each other everything for 2 months, but even with our oath, with truth on our side, when you turn away from me, it's not right. I think you're a contrast. I think you're a contrast. I think you're a contrast. I think you're a
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running, should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.